In the last pasuk in Parshas Bo, which we will be reading this week, we read, "V'hoyel os ayotra ulu tatafos beinenecha." And Rashi comments, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, "V'al shem shehem abba batim kuim totafos, tat bekatfi shtaim, pat beafriki shtaim." That the word totafos, the tefillin shalosh, is an elision of two words, tat pat, and tat in katvi, foreign language, is two, and pat in African is two. This one Sanhedrin Daf Dalet, in the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. And it seems strange that the number, we just derive the number of batim in the shalosh is quoted in the drasha, which depends on foreign languages, Katfi and Afriki. And I once heard from Rav Yosef Grunblatt, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who explained this very beautifully, that this, he said that there's fundamental difference between the Tfilin Shel Yad and the Tfilin Shel Rosh. That the Tfilin Shel Yad represents, which Tfilin Shel Yad, which is Keneged Halev, corresponding to the heart, they have to always be hidden, because the Tfilin Shel Yad represent the shibud, the commitment of a person's emotions, of a Jew to Hashem. And these emotions, which are, they are part of the hidden world of every person, and they're private and unseen, and therefore the tefillin shel yad has to be covered. And being able to control these emotions or dedicate them and direct them is a fulfillment of Kabbalah's Omar Shemayim. But the tefillin shel rosh, the shel rosh represent a person's intellect, his mind, his thoughts. And tefillin shel rosh, they're meshabed, the havana of a person. They dedicate the person's thoughts and intellect to Hashem. And therefore, they're put on the head, corresponding to the mind, to the brain. And the seichel, or the intellect, havana, is something that everybody can relate to. It's logic. And therefore, the tefillin shel rosh have to be always uncovered. Kishim Hashem nikur lecha, v'vokol ami ha'aretz kishim Hashem nikur lecha v'yoru mimecha. And Chazal say elu tefillin shel rosh, one brachas, because everybody can understand in terms of intellect. There's a common logic that is, if a person wants to, it's a significant caveat, it is understandable. And this logic is something that is universal, and that's the role called Amei Haaretz. It's something that is understandable to all, and that's why that's the tefillin shel rosh, and that's why, since it's universal, the language tat pat is it's not unique to the Jewish people. It's tat in katvi and African, because the message of tefillin, of Kabbalah Shel Shemayim and Yichud Hashem, is a universal one, though unfortunately not universally observed. But it's something that logic dictates. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, and therefore that language is not uniquely Lashon Kodesh, but other languages as well. Because the message of the Tefillin Shel Rosh is meant to be projected to all nations. And it's the integration of these two, the tefillin shel yad, the deep hidden emotions, and the tefillin shel rosh, the message to the whole world, to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the Melech, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the Creator. That message, that universal message, it's the integrating these two, the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, is the essence of the Jewish experience.